top.
Hello, everybody. It's Music Girl 1999, and welcome to my channel again. So, today I'm going to be explaining to you why Harry Potter is not for children. And there are a few main things, and the number one thing that I'd like to mention is how inappropriate the books are for children, if you really think about it. The first, like, even in the first book, Harry murders Professor Quirrell, and the murder, like, it's disguised as, like, oh, Harry's doing a good deed, and he was, and he was saving the stone, but still, Harry's, by the age of 11, Harry is already murdering someone. In the second book, also the mistreatment with the Dursleys, how Harry's treated, that's pretty, like, it's not too bad. There's some books about, like, people being in that kind of situation as well, but it's like, when you really think about it, it's pretty sad, Harry's treatment by the Dursleys. And in the second book, there's all this stuff where Dobby, basically, he's trying to save Harry, but he's also trying to kill Harry, and there's a lot of that, and that's kind of funny, but there's also some, like, imagine losing your bones in one arm, like, what would that even look like? And in particular, I mean, Harry Potter probably should be watched by kids, because in the books, the kids might not understand the images and everything. Like, I didn't really understand the gravity of what was going on. Like, I thought it was a great adventure story when I was a kid, but I didn't really understand the weight and the gravity of the images. Whereas if you're watching it on a movie, and because I can't watch the movie, like, I can't see it, it's different for me. But as a kid, I'm sure that would be pretty, some of the things you'd see are pretty disturbing. Anyway, we've got the second book where the whole Chamber of Secrets thing happens, and the people, like, basically being petrified. From what I can think of right now, it's not too bad. And the third book is not too bad, except for the Dementors, like the soul-sucking, like, there's numerous examples of this. Voldemort in general, all the Voldemort scenes, some of the, like, fight scenes, and just, like, the death, how many deaths are, particularly Deathly Hallows, is, like, it's just, like, it's full of death, and then there's, like, them, like, basically starving in the tent. There's, like, the scene in the cave. There's a lot of scenes and things in Harry Potter that are just, they're kind of PG, and it's funny because it's kind of like a children's story, but it's not when you really think about how gruesome some of the scenes are. And I don't know if maybe that's just me, my opinion, but I feel like it's more of like a young adult stories rather than for children, because I read them. I started reading them when I was 8, and I finished when I was like 10, because I took a break from Harry Potter for a bit between then, but then we eventually finished them when I was like 10 or 11, I think. And at the time, I didn't really understand it. I just thought it was really exciting and it was really good. But now in recent years, particularly this, like, last couple of years, by rereading them and, like, really thoroughly analyzing them, I really have come to realize that, hey, you probably shouldn't have your 8-9-year-old reading Harry Potter, because it may seem on the surface like an innocent adventure story, but when you really look into it, all of the gruesome stuff that happens, just the casual way that it's, I don't know, I just feel like it's not really for children. Also, another thing is the language, and I really strongly encourage kids to learn new vocabulary, new words, but I feel like maybe this is just like an American or Canadian thing, but the language is quite formal, and I feel like as a young reader, you don't understand, you don't really grasp a lot of the language, like, you don't know what some of the words mean, like, you kind of, like, unless you're, like, really thoroughly, like, looking at it in context, you probably don't know. I had a pretty advanced vocabulary for my age at the time, so I figured I knew what some of the words meant, most of it meant, except for the British expressions, but I'm sure to a kid that doesn't have that kind of, like, mind that, like, has all this advanced vocabulary, because I remembered, I had a great memory, and I, like, knew all these words, but to most people, most kids, it's, like, there would be things that they would say in the book, and it's like, what? What does that mean? So that's another thing. It's not as big as the death and the violence on screen. And also, just the sheer length of the books. Like, I know this was a point that has kind of been, this was part of the reason why I think part of the reason why her book was rejected, like, I don't know how many times, like, 30-something times, I don't know. But, I don't know, not a lot of kids would have that attention span for that, like, huge, like, 400-300-page books. And as a kid, I don't know. Because I feel like I was a weird kid. Like, I actually stopped reading them. The reason we stopped reading them was because they were just, it was just too long. It was too, like, it was just too much Harry Potter. And it just, my mom was like, I'm not reading these to you. Because it was, like, part of our nightly ritual. We'd read Harry Potter. But, yeah, I just, they're a little long for kids. I feel like if you're a kid, you're more interested in a sort of, like, a chapter book, but not, like, that long, like, maybe about 200 pages would be your max, or, like, 250, like, you wouldn't be, like, picking up 300-400-page tomes, practically, and, that's another main reason why. I'm not sure Harry Potter is for kids, but the main one that came to mind is the death and the, like, the gruesome scenes that you'd watch, and particularly, I mean, the movies, because, yeah, the movies, like, see, like, in the books, reading about it, you might not grasp it. I didn't really grasp how, like, ooh, this is kind of, like, it didn't scare me, but the movies themselves, it's, like, just seeing it on screen, and of course, I watched the movies, but I didn't see any of this on screen, but seeing it on screen, just, like, the images coming to life of, like, these, like, the pain, and the death, and just, like, all these things, and it's just, like, that would be really, I feel like I would have gotten nightmares after watching that. Alright, so, that's all I gotta say on the subject, and I'm wondering what you think. Do you think Harry Potter is alright for kids? Do you agree with me that Harry Potter is more of a young adult novel? Or a young adult series, rather? Please let me know. Comment, like, whatever, however we're supposed to do it on Audioboo. And, I will see you later.
Speech on. 8 minutes. Pause recording.